The GI Journal goes to press.
Hello, Editor-in-Chief Dr. Mark speaking. What's that? You want to put an ad in GI Journal? Wait a minute, I'll get a pencil. Okay, shoot. Young man with high starch collar would like to meet girl with hair piled high above her head. Object, clang, clang, clang. Yes, we printed right up. That reminds me, I hope somebody answers my ad for a secretary. That's either an answer to the ad or a termite with brass knuckles. Come in.
Hello, Groucho.
Well, Lucille Ball.
Groucho, I came here in answer to your ad for a secretary. Would you like to hear my qualifications?
Never mind, I can see them. You're one secretary I can take on face value. And the rest of you is pretty valuable, too.
Thank you.
Let me have your hat. Let me have your coat. Just stick your shoes in the corner.
Now, just a minute.
Yes, just place shoes in the corner.
Now, just a minute, Groucho. That baying won't do you any good. I'm just here to be your secretary. I have no intention of spending all day running around this desk.
Good. I've always wanted a secretary that wouldn't run. Also, some shirts. I'm really glad you applied for the job. I haven't seen you in quite a while, although I've heard plenty about your brother, Miss Ball.
What brother?
One meat. Well, so much for family affairs, Lucille. Let's get down to work.
Fine.
What are you doing after work?
I'm sorry, Groucho. I never mix business with pleasure.
So much for business. Let's get down to pleasure. Let me have your hat. Let me have your coat. Just stick your shoes in the corner.
Groucho, I can't understand you.
I don't know why not. I'm a very simple man with very simple tastes. I like nothing better than to sit in front of an open fire with a dog and a pipe. Of course, if you can't get a pipe, you smoke a cigar.
Please, Groucho, we're not getting anywhere.
You may not be getting anywhere, but I'm 2 feet closer than when you first came in.
What is it with you, Groucho? I'll bet you think of nothing but women from morning till night.
I also mess with Mr. In Between. Lucille, a pretty girl like you. Aren't you interested in men?
One subject at a time. We were talking about you.
You've cut me to the quick, but it's not your fault. I just happen to have a very touchy quick. Oh, well, if you really want to go to work, take a letter.
Go ahead.
To whom it may concern. Dear to whom?
Dear to whom? Who's whom?
There's nobody whom, but you'll find a key under the door now. Never mind. Take an office, inter-office communication. Dear Johnny Weissmuller.
Johnny Weissmuller? Is he working on GI Journal?
Of course. He's in charge of the Wildlife column.
Really? Where is he
read
now?
That he's in charge of the Wildlife column. There's nothing there.
Really? Where is he now?
Probably at the Palladium. He leads a pretty wild life, you know.
Gee, Johnny Weissmuller. Tarzan himself. He's so strong and so muscular. He's a real ape man.
Ape man, indeed. What about me?
Well, I've seen you make a monkey of yourself, too. Gosh, I'd love to meet Johnny.
Come in. Revolving door.
Johnny Weissmuller!
Hello, little man. How's your column on wildlife coming along?
Great. Now, how about an introduction?
An introduction? Certainly. My name is Groucho Marx. Glad to know you.
I'm glad to know you too, Johnny. I'm Lucille Ball.
Pleasure's all mine. Gee, you're sweet.
Do you really think so?
Yeah, you're keen.
Oh, you're wonderful. So strong and manly.
You're beautiful.
Anybody want to shoot a game of pool?
I'm getting kind of hungry. Do you mind if I go to lunch, Steve?
I guess you'd better. You've had a very busy day so far.
Pardon me, Miss Ball, but I'd like to take you to lunch.
Oh, I'd love to go to lunch with you, Johnny. See you later, Groucho.
So long, Chief.
Fine thing. He's taking her to lunch, and only this morning he promised to split his coconut with me.
Well, this is Harry Mitchell in G.I. Journal's music section, gang. And this week we do a five-column spread on one of radio's stock vocal combos. Making a return engagement from the Armed Forces radio show Swing Time, here are Mel Torme and the Meltones. Back to G.I. Journal's front office and your editor-in-chief, Mr. Groucho Marx.
Come in.
Hello.
Well, if it isn't Gravel Gertie. What are you here for, Stonewall Jack?
Is this the office of the G.I. Journal?
Yes, it is. What can I do for you that wouldn't get me 10 years in the federal pen?
My name is Steffi Smugglemeyer, and I'd like to put an ad in your classified section.
Oh, I see. Well, pull up a bulldozer and sit down. Just, what is it you want us to print?
I'm offering a $50,000 reward for the return of my Cocker Spaniel.
$50,000 for a Cocker Spaniel?
Yes.
Hand me the flea powder. I'm yours.
Mr. Arch, it seems to me you're crazy about money.
Money? Why, money is the root of all evil. It's the cause of all the unhappiness and tragedy in this world.
I have $3 million.
Marry me and make me miserable. And I think you're the kid who can do it.
You know, I also have 40 acres.
Yes, I see you brought them with you. Let me put my arms around your subdivision.
Oh, Mr. Marsh.
You have 40 acres, and I have 40 acres. We'll get married, go on a honeymoon, and pretty soon, who knows, we'll have 80 acres.
Oh, this is love at first sight. The minute I saw your clothes, I was crazy about you.
Why? What was I wearing that attracted you?
Pants.
That's right, I was wearing them. Ah, my dear, you remind me of something all the world is searching for and cannot find.
Are you?
Yes, you're so round, so firm, so fully packed. And I'll bet you light up quicker, too. Yes, darling, let me cover your face with kisses. On second thought, just let me cover your face. Really?
Yes. They're afraid to go out with me unless they're in groups.
Forget about all the others, Moneybag. Just let me hold you close.
Listen, Art. Just what is your objective?
It ain't Burma. Ah, girly girl, I fell for you the minute you told me you were loaded.
When will you marry me?
As soon as I get loaded.
Oh, sometimes I wonder housewife or an actress.
An actress?
Yes. They want me to play opposite a famous movie star in his next picture.
That's so.
Who is Thunderhead?
Oh, forget about your career. You couldn't make much money with Stan or Anita clothes. Besides, you have enough money for both of us.
Well, I may marry you at that.
Come in.
Hello, boss.
Oh, it's you, Johnny. Sugarcake, I want you to meet Johnny Weissmuller.
Oh.
What's the matter with her?
Don't you see? Her bobby socks are quivering.
Listen up. Our engagement is broken. Johnny Weissmuller, come here. You big, strong brute. And overpower poor, weak me.
I'm betting I'm poor, weak you.
Shall we go to a restaurant for some lunch?
I just had lunch.
Shall we go outside for a cigarette?
I don't smoke.
Then let's go to a bar for some cocktails.
I don't drink.
Take him to a pool. I know he can swim.
Well, coming up next is G.I. Journal's weather report. The barometer reads fair and warmer, followed by a gentle southern breeze. The breeze, Miss Connie Haynes.
Hiya, fellas. This is Connie, your copy girl in the original Song of the Week department. And here's another brand new song dreamed up overseas and sent to us here at Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. This week's original, from APO 559, was written by Private First Class Herbert Leventhal and Corporal Robert Williams, and it's called Drop In at the Rainbow Corner. Take a listen, Herb and Bob. Whenever I'm down in London town, I always drop in.
Thanks, Johnny, so much. And congratulations, songwriters Leventhal and Williams. And now, back to Groucho.
Fine thing. Place Lucille Ball goes for that Johnny Weissmuller. Then old Moneybags brushes me off for Tarzan, too. I wish I lived in a tree. And I know just the tree I want, too. It's got a lovely branch overlooking the windows at the YWCA. But believe me, I wouldn't overlook a thing. Oh, well, if I were a famous guy from Africa, the girls would flock around me, too. Yes, sir. Livingston Marks, the famous African explorer. I can picture the whole thing now.
Africa, the mysterious continent. Africa, dim, dark, beautiful.
Now, isn't that ridiculous? If it's so dim and dark, how does he know it's beautiful? Oh, well, I must get on with my expedition. I'll have to call my number one boy. Where's my number one boy?
Here I am, Chief.
Why aren't the boys at home built like this? Oh, water, water, please, please. I must have water. Water.
Are you thirsty, Chief?
No, but if I don't rinse my undies, who'll dance with me?
Don't you think we've stayed at this spot long enough?
You're right. We must move along, Miss Ball. We shall go straight forward.
Have you looked over the terrain?
I haven't taken my eyes off you all day. Get our expedition together. Marks is on the move.
I've been meaning to ask you something, Chief. This is the smallest expedition I ever saw. Do you realize that there's just you and me in this safari?
Well, what's so wrong with that? So fairy, so goody. Enough of this. Let's get going.
Okay, but be careful on this trail, Chief. I think there's an elephant pit ahead.
Nonsense. You must be mistaken.
No, I'm not, Chief. There's an elephant pit ahead.
How do you like that? I've had trouble with oranges and lemons, but I never knew elephants had pits. Sometimes I wonder why I continue with this expedition, months and months searching through Africa.
Don't you remember, Chief? You're looking for the missing link.
So I am, Miss Ball. Sometimes I wish you had never dropped that charm bracelet.
How can you joke about this, Chief? Why, the entire civilized world is waiting for you to discover the missing link.
But sometimes I get so discouraged.
I know. But I'm here, and I insist that you carry on.
Well, that's nice, because you're just the girl I'd like to carry on with. But I must warn you, the jungle is a dangerous place.
I'm not afraid of danger.
You know what it is to walk along, surrounded on all sides by fierce howling?
Certainly, I've entertained at army camp. But you're right about those wild animals, Chief. Look in that tree behind you. I just spotted a leopard.
Really? I thought they were born that way. But I see a zebra up ahead in the clearing.
Oh, yes. Just look at those beautiful stripes.
We're going after that zebra. Quick, hand me my paintbrush.
You can't kill him with a paintbrush.
Who wants to kill him? I just want to reduce him to a PFC.
Oh, I have a feeling something terrible is going to happen. Listen. Drums. I wonder what they're saying.
They're saying dum titty dum titty dum dum dum.
I think the headhunters are on the warpath.
Stay right where you are.
If this kid isn't hunting for another head, she should be.
Look at the queen of the Amazons. This must be Amazon territory.
Amazon? You mean those big, strong women?
Well, what did you think I was, a river?
Well, you could be, from the way you've overflowed your bank.
Amazon's going to do with us.
We are not interested in you. It's this man we want. We Amazons haven't seen a man in 20 years. And now we've finally got one.
What are you going to do to me?
Tomorrow night, we're going to put you in a room and file in one by one and find out what 5 o'clock shadow looks like.
Let's make a break for it.
It won't do you any good. You're surrounded. There's a girl behind every tree.
What is this, Africa or Griffith Park?
You're my captain, and I'm going to lock you up. If you don't abide by your decision, we'll have you beheaded.
What is your decision?
To have you beheaded.
Will you give me just 10 minutes?
What for?
I want to go out and sell my neckties.
From Africa long enough to proofread G.I. Journal's request page. And this week, Mel Torme and the Meltones do the responding. For the Fifth Army's Old Oak and Bucket Brigade, with Dick Arand and the band, it's the Mel Torme blending of Always.
I'll be loving you always. This is true. With a love that's true always. helping hand.
I will understand always for the rest of my days. Things may not be fair always.
That's when I'll be there.
Always. Not for just a night. Not for just a day. Not for just a year.
I'll be loving you.
Always. Forever and a day. Our love is here to stay. When Jumbo likes to cry, when Hoppo talks about, I'll still be loving you. When spring has lost its charm and Venus finds her arms, I'll still be loving you. Things may not be fair always, but you can bet that I'll be there always.
It won't be for an hour, for a year,
or for a single day. I'll be loving you
women are cooking up now.
Who cares, as long as it isn't us? Gosh, of all times to be captured, just when I was about to discover the missing link. Never has anyone been so close to that gruesome half-man, half-beast.
You said it. Move over.
I can't move. I'm tied up like a sailor's allotment.
Well, I wish they hadn't tied us to the same tree, anyway. What do you think these Amazons are going to do with us?
I don't know what they'll do to you, but judging from that glint in the Queen's eye, what's going to happen to me shouldn't happen to the guy who sent this line.
Only a miracle can save us. What in the world was that?
That's Dr. Bowen, your friendly credit dentist.
What a magnificent physique. Look at him swinging through those trees.
What's so hot about that? Everybody travels like that down here. What are you expecting to do, take the sunset bus?
Wait, he's heading right for me.
Why shouldn't he head for you? All he can get from me is a cool glance and a chest full of cigar ash.
Quiet, here he comes.
Me, Carson.
Me, Lucille Ball.
Me, like you.
Me, like you.
Me, glad.
Me, nauseous.
Who's that? Where's sound come from?
Right over there. Right over here. This is a two-family tree.
Who are you?
Outside of being nauseous, I'm Livingston Marks, the great explorer. Now be a nice ape man and untie these thongs.
Thongs?
Yes, and if you say you're welcome, I'll never see another Tarzan fix as long as I live. Now
wait.
Cut these ropes.
Wait, if Tarzan save you, will you help Tarzan find boy?
Boy?
Tarzan's son. Him disappear a long time ago. Right after man who fly like bird bring white paper.
What did it say in the paper?
Greetings.
If you get us out of this, we'll do everything we can to help you find your son.
Look, something's crawling out of the underbrush.
Hey, who that?
Good afternoon. How do you do? Hello, Papa.
We got a uniform on. Who are you, anyway?
I'm a Colonel Private Sandsack.
Private Sandsack? What are you doing in the heart of the Belgian Congo?
Belgian Congo? I shouldn't have turned left on Vine Street.
How did you come home?
Well, Pop, I got a plane to be priority. I took a steamboat. How do you get a jeep out of second?
Well,
Tarzan, glad to see boy. Now, you help me save Explorer.
Oh, sure. I'll save.
Don't quit saving. People think you're Jack Benny.
Look, boy, another side of tree. Pretty girl. A fine mate for Tarzan's boy.
Hello, Zachy, darling.
It's Peter.
Someone whistle for me.
It's the Queen of the Amazons. Quick, Tarzan, Zach, hide.
Right.
Hello, you two. How's every little thing?
Oh, we can't kick. We can't even move.
You'll have to excuse my lack of hospitality. I've been having a facial. It does wonders for my complexion. Do you like the color?
Yes, it's very becoming. Elephant wallow gray. Now get these ropes off us, Queen. I've got friends in the jungle. If you don't let us go, I'll call Tarzan.
You'll call Tarzan? That's a hot one. Come out of those bushes, you weasel.
Yes, ma'am. Here I am. Tarzan loves Jane.
Jane? Are you Jane?
Of course I'm Jane. Who do you think I was?
Phil Spitalny's brass section. And don't Spitalny floor.
Go on, back to your hot Tarzan. How many times must I tell you to stop running around the jungle without your Dr. Denson's on? Wait, somebody else is skulking around in those bushes. Come out of there, you.
Come, Mother.
Wait a minute. Turn around, Sack. At last, I found it, the missing link. There's just one thing I must know. How did you ever pass the physical to get into the army?
Well, the day I was inducted, by the entire draft, the examining physician, all of the doctors, all of the... I wore my tail up that day.
Presses for the night, but first I want to thank our four-star reporters for getting out this edition of G.I. Journal. Lucille Ball, Johnny Weissmuller, the Amazon Queen, Verna Felton, and Private Sad Sack Mel Blanc. And of course, Connie Haynes, and Mel Torme's Mel Tones, and music editor, Dick Oron. This is Groucho Marx saying, so long, men.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.